Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday alohas to you. You're just in time. Fourth and final, the bonus hour, getting underway here on the Bobby Mack Show at 6 minutes after six. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Keep it within the bounds of good taste, please. Thank you. As the radio announcer said in Slapshot, here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. Thanks so much to the troll caller from Atlanta in the last hour of the program. Called me a racist pig, not even being aware of the fact that the individual he is calling a racist pig back in the mid-1960s rode with four black friends from North Carolina to Washington, D.C. to hear Dr. Martin Luther King speak on the National Mall. True story. But, you know, I'm obviously not woke enough, and so that was then, and this is now, and now I'm a racist pig, and that's the way it goes. I guess I'll just have to live with it. To the phones we go. Richard is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Richard. Leadoff batter here on the bonus hour. Good to have you here.
Hey, Mr. McClain. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I hate that this is happening to you, and all I got to say, my friend, is watch your back. I mean, these people will go to nothing to, you know, they got the police commissioners or of different departments around the country. They put out their home addresses and stuff like that. Just, you know, don't discount it. And,
yeah. No, yeah, I don't.
You got freedom seeds. Just, you know, keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Make that trip to PSA. Two things real quick. Byron had a real good idea on the flying foxes there. You know, I think really Peter would be all over you, but I think if you did it this way, because this could be really a good deterrent for some of these protesters. Is I think it was one of the Dundee movies.
Where they came
to the Outback, and he sprinkled some juice on some of the city slickers, and they came in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you know, Crocodile Dundee, yeah.
Yeah. And you think about it, you could get a drone and sell this stuff to the police departments, and they'll eat it up like candy, man. You know, have the drone go ahead with a little scent trail, and you could take those big fox, the flying fox, whatever you want to call them, right to the protesters, and then drop them on them, and they're going to be all over them. They'll disperse.
Yeah. No problem. you got a giant bat with a 5.5 foot wingspan. That's going to be a deterrent.
Oh yeah, I mean, but that would get those people. I mean, until they realize that they eat fruit, they're not carnivorous.
Right.
They'll start shooting them. And then what you could do is get employ somebody from China or whatever to cross this bat with a vampire bat. that will come down and bite them and take some blood, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt them. All they do, the vampire rats, all they do is they're not scavengers, but parasites. They get
right
down, get the blood, suck it, and then that's their meal.
And then we, and things. Well, and then look, and then we recapture the bats and we test the blood. And in 5 to 7 days, we send you a notification back if you're positive for the Chinese flu.
Right. Yeah. Hey, but listen, on one other thing, and this is a more serious note. I heard in Annie's news thing that some of the children's hospitals were clearing out to open for COVID-19 patients. And that sounds like an Andrew Cuomo move there. Because you think about a lot of these children's hospitals, now, a lot of them, they're there for orthopedic and vice versa, but some of them are there. They have immune systems that are not quite, you know, mature and all that.
Sure, dealing with childhood cancers and everything. Yeah.
Right. I'd like to hear a little bit more because that doesn't make – is that just South Carolina or was that a AP feed that she picked up? Because that sounds like that's going down to let them go to, you know, I mean, just even worse. I mean, older people, they've had a full life. A lot of these kids that go to these children's hospitals – I mean, they're fighting for their life. You know,
yes,
they haven't had a life yet. They haven't had a life yet. I'd hate to see that same aspect of.
I'll tell you the truth, Richard. I take all of this stuff with more than a grain of salt because knowing the media's inclination to over dramatize and try and make this whole business sound substantially worse. Look, if they weren't doing that, if they weren't trying to make it sound as bad as it possibly could be, then why do they never give us the numbers about the fatalities? The fatalities are flat. In fact, the CDC, as I mentioned earlier, put out a news release on Friday that with the number of deaths that we're having from COVID-19, now this disease is barely above the CDC's own metric to even be a pandemic.
Right.
Which to me is encouraging, but not going to hear that in the nightly news.
That's true. Listen, hey, buy in bulk next time. I mean,
there you go.
I got me some, and I keep them and rotate them. But like I said, keep make sure they're lubed and ready because I hope you don't need them. But these people will go to obtuse to just make a point.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, we are living in dangerous times, and I am fully cognizant of that. Yep.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the call and the encouragement. 13 after 6, let's go to Anderson next and bring in Chris here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. What's going on, man?
Just another day in paradise.
Hey, I've been preaching that ammunition for 25 years, and now everybody's seeing how hard it is to get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason I called, them two punks that called earlier, y'all traced the call back to Atlanta, and they said it was from Kansas City.
Yeah. Claim to be from
calling all kinds of radio stations.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they have a list, and they're just checking them off.
See how lazy these people are.
Yeah.
I mean, they ain't even good Marxists. You know what I'm saying? They ain't like NBA or Chinese. You know what I'm saying? Or North Korean, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're so lazy. I'm serious. And the only places they cut up was these Yankee cities, liberal cities. And all you had to do is, as soon as they showed up, police go straight to them and say, hey, can I see your ID? And if they're out of state. See, they ought to do facial recognition and everything on these little terrorists. And that's what they are. They're lazy terrorists, too. At least Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayerson could make a bomb. They're so stupid and lazy, they don't even make bombs. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and sadly.
They just skateboard and tear people's stuff up.
Right. And sadly, Ayers and Bernadine were so bad at what they did. That the biggest explosion they had killed their own people in a basement in New York.
Yeah,
right. Jeez. Well, here's the thought.
I mean, blew the whole side of the building up. I've seen the pictures of it one time.
Sure, yeah, blew up an entire brownstone in New York. Here's the thought. Yeah. You know, you mentioned using facial recognition. Who's to say they're not? Who's to say they're not filing their faces away for future reference?
Well, they didn't cut up in Baltimore. Baltimore ate up with cameras. New York City's pretty much ate up with cameras.
Yeah.
But everybody's wearing masks. You know what I'm saying? But you can still tell because we was doing that over in Iraq and Afghanistan. Facial recognition and eye scan.
Right, and there were plenty of masks over there, weren't there?
Do what now?
There were plenty of masks over there, weren't there?
Oh yeah, he drives. Yeah, they wear them. Scarves and stuff.
Right,
and then they come up and tell you a different name and stuff.
Sure.
You ain't Muhammad, man.
Yeah. Once again, their cleverness betrays them.
Yeah, but my point was on these punks that call like that. They all punks. And you know how it died down now? Now it's died down. And it stirred everybody up. Everybody's shooting up everything. And it's just, they're punks. They just stirred up stuff. They know who these cats are, man. And most of them are in college. And most of them are white. One out of six is white.
Yeah. At least.
BLM on their website even says they're Marxists. I mean,
right.
It says it on
there. Sure.
It ain't got nothing to do with civil rights at all.
No. No. Look, they are taking advantage of a tragic situation for their own advancement. And those of us that understand. Look, go to the BLM website and read what they stand for and what they want to do. They want to eliminate the nuclear family. They want to totally do away with police departments. They want to let everybody out of prison. I'm not making this stuff up. It's on their own website.
I know,
go read
it's
it.
On there.
Yeah, go read it for yourself. You know,
yeah,
man,
I
got to run. But thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call and thank you for your service as well. 17 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah. 6:22 here at the Bobby Mac Show. In the bonus hour on Tuesday, fourth and final hour, in on the text line. Hi, Bobby Mac. Very sorry to hear such disgusting and hurtful words slung at you today. I can't think of a better example of the lying and manipulative playbook behavior from the progressive imbeciles. If the left ever had a new idea, it would die of loneliness. From Jan in Greer. Also on the text line, Bobby, I've just been able to tune in. What happened today? We had as Rush likes to refer to him, a seminar caller or trolls from the left. Woman called in and said her name was whatever, and she was in Kansas City, and she wasn't. And so as soon as she got on the air, she handed the phone over to somebody else, who immediately started into a diatribe, beginning with, Bobby Mack, you're a racist pig, blah, blah, blah. And we hung up on him, and essentially that was it. You know, it goes with the zip code in this business. To the phones we go. Let's head to Greenville and bring in Scott. He is next up here on the bonus hour. Hi, Scott, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby Mack. I just had a scenario. I want to get your idea on it.
Sure.
Our thoughts. What the National Guard has been put in Atlanta. What if they were actually attacked or fired on? What's the protocol for that?
You know, the
gang or even the guys that were in Stone Mountain. What would be the protocol for that?
It depends on the situation as to what the rules of engagement are. And they are set by whoever the commander of that state's National Guard happens to be. I would be surprised, to tell you the truth, Scott, if they even had any live ammunition. They may have issued them rubber bullets. They may have given them tear gas. But anything beyond that, certainly everything that I'm assuming, given the environment, how super heated the environment is, I'm thinking that the most they would be given would be things that are non-lethal.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. I'm not sure we really had anything around here like that, so I didn't know what could happen.
Yeah.
I appreciate your input.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott. And that's a fair question. You know, when we're putting our National Guardsmen in harm's way, what capability do they have to defend themselves? And I'm guessing at that, I have no idea what the ROEs are, what the rules of engagement are in that environment. But look, we already have seen armed BLM militants, activists, anarchists, putting up roadblocks in Atlanta. Now that's going to stop. And the poor woman with her 8-year-old girl in the car trying to drive through. And they kept telling her to stop, and because she ignored their illegal commands to observe their illegal roadblock, they started firing at the car, killing her 8-year-old daughter, and leading her distraught dad to say, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I'm very close, you know, BLM, you say Black Lives Matter. What about the life of my 8-year-old daughter? She's a black life. Apparently that didn't matter to you guys. You're killing your own, he said. I mean, tragedy upon tragedy. To Simpsonville we go next and bring in Bruce here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Bruce, and welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy. You need some ammo? Who needs ammo?
I love to hear that.
Listen, back when I was at the sheriff's office, me and some other deputies, 1993, McClendon was in office, and some of the crap he was pulling, we seen the handwriting on the wall back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a lot cheaper back in 93, too.
You bet.
To, Georgia Arms out of Georgia, you go on the website, and they sell bulk ammo. Now, I don't know what their stock is like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't care. I don't need to know.
Well, that's a good position to be in, Bruce.
Well, I've been that way since 95. It took me a couple of years. I'm sitting on 10,000 rounds and anything I need to put it down range with. And I don't want this to happen. But it's better to be prepared. And I chuckle when people are now scamming for this stuff when the writing has been on the wall for years.
Yeah.
About the way they've been going. Russ Castle, when I talked to Russell, he would be, are you kidding me? You got that much ammo? You think something's going to happen? I said, I don't know, but I don't, what I see is not good. And when you work in law enforcement and through the years, you see that the system is going over toward the criminal.
Right.
You can't do this now. You can't do that now. You know,
you want to talk about rules of engagement. You can talk about that for about a week and a half.
Yeah. I mean, my granddaddy was a sheriff deputy, too. And what he did, some of the stories he told me, I would have been put under the jail.
Right.
And now, then some of the stuff, the way we police, I would be under the jail. But people don't understand what's out there. I mean, they have, I didn't know. Man, I was raised on a farm in Simpsonville.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a Baptist church, and yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Yeah. I hear you.
And but it ain't like that. I mean, especially when you get in certain areas of the county, people are just human garbage. I mean, and don't care. I mean, when you can let the dog live with you in the house, and the dog craps on the couch and the rug, and you don't remove it, it just becomes part. That's what I dealt with. I mean,
well,
people that don't care.
Right, and you know better than I do, Bruce, from having lived it and seeing the worst of humanity. There was a time, and I can remember it, when people had a certain modicum of respect for police officers. And if an officer told you to do something, you did it. Now, you know, police officers are walking around with a bullseye on their back, for God's sake.
Yeah, when you work with Greenville and you deal with that type of personality, those type of people, and it's not black, white, it's both, it's all, you know,
sure.
It's everything.
Right.
I mean, now, if you want to talk per capita, I don't want to talk per capita because it doesn't look good on certain aspects of people, but you better learn to deal with it because their mindset is totally different.
Yeah.
And when you come in with what you're trying to get done, we backed it up, if you know what I'm saying.
I do.
We backed it up, and you better do it, or this is going to happen. You can't do that anymore.
No.
You just got to let it go.
No, you're right. Now there's no consequences, except maybe for the officer.
That's true. That is true. Now, that group in Stone Mountain, Georgia, if that were a militia, white, black, American, I'm just going to put it, there's not a race attached to it.
Right.
Because I've been to meetings where you have Americans, black, white, and anything else that love America, that might want to form, and just in case this kind of stuff happens and you have to react, that's what I'm putting that group in Stone Mountain at. You would have the FBI in infiltrating that group.
Yep.
And if they hadn't done that by now, you know, somebody's head needs to roll because that group, the video I've seen in Georgia.
Yeah.
They need to be taken care of. Right.
Well,
now,
the one close-up picture that I saw that was encouraging, Bruce, was with a guy carrying an AR at what you and I would refer to as Port Arms, and it was obvious from the photo that they'd done a close-up on the photo. He had a round jammed in the chamber.
There you go. That's what I'm looking for.
So, yeah, I'm here. Bruce, thank you for your service, and thanks for the call. People, I think, have no idea what today's LEOs are subjected to. 6:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. Last half of the bonus hour is still on the way here on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 6:37 now, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday. In my email this afternoon from my buddy Ira, Bobby, all these statues are coming down and not one peep from the Audubon Society. I mean, without statues, where will the birds land or whatever else birds do? Unless the Audubon Society speaks up, I will send my annual $20 donation someplace else. Thank you, Ira. Cutting right to the chase. To the phones we go. John is next up. He is in Simpsonville here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, John, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing today?
So far, so good.
I hear you. I've called several times, and I've tried warning people about the current situation for probably the past 3 or 4 or 5 years, however long it's been since Charlottesville.
Right.
The writing has been on the wall, and I appreciate your caller, Bruce. He and I have stepped in the same ground, and you and I have stepped in the same ground.
Understood.
What you saw in Atlanta over the weekend probably cost about $50,000. It was done by the CIA. They supplied those guys, those actors, to come out. They've done this in countries all over the world. They're doing it here now. So we have to be aware of that. We have a counterinsurgency going on in this country. That's the big picture. You have communism that are using race as a tool. They're using the blacks as a tool, as their stormtroopers, to come in and do what they want to do. This happens, and it's happened over the past 60, 100 years in different countries, all done by the CIA or OSS before the CIA. But anyway, we have to get over this fear of being called racist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a racist pig. If I woke up, waking up tomorrow, being white, not being apologetic, being proud of my heritage, then I'm a racist.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's
just the way it is.
It's not politically correct. Look, there is one way to think, according to the left, and everything else is verboten. You want to talk about American history? No. It's all racist and all the rest. That's why the ongoing effort to eradicate our history through the tearing down of statues. I'm less concerned about erasing our history through tearing down statues than I am what books are being used in the public school indoctrination system. That's where these people
exactly
come from.
Exactly. They steal your mind. It's a war on your mind.
Yes.
Using the physical body is a very easy thing to manipulate. The mind takes more time, takes more conditioning. People always refer to being woke.
Right.
Okay. I'm not woke. And I want everybody that's listening to the station to look up The Wrath of the Awakened Saxon by Rudyard Kipling.
Mm-hmm.
We are awakened. We're not woke. We're awakened to what's going on.
And in large measure, I think that's what Q is talking about in his messages over the internet.
Well, Q, I could tell you about that too, but I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
But the thing is, I had a meeting that started through your radio station a couple of years back.
Mm-hmm.
people that came, I told them the facts. They said, oh, you're racist, this, that, and other. I said, well, you're so weak that you're going to cower by being called a racist. Your children are going to be called extinct. So I'm a man that has means. I will be reaching out to you in the near future. We will sit down in person, strategize, because it's gotten to a point to where you can't rely on the government. And as far as what the National Guard is going to do, they're going to put the National Guard out there. They're going to have less than lethal weapons.
Sure.
They're going to be engaged by a counterforce. It's going to demoralize America to see their military being beaten in the eyes of the public. That's the scenario that's being set up right now.
Well, there is no question that there are a lot of different groups out there that have evil intent. They hate this country. They hate its very foundations. And when they talk about transforming it, we are witnessing right now. Look, does anybody think that if the left wins in this, that all these people on the other side are going to forgive and forget? Are you kidding? They hate Trump. They hate anybody that supports Donald Trump. And they will never forget that we put Donald Trump in office. I appreciate the call, John. Thank you. I've got to run. 6:43, 17 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. There was an interesting piece that was at Zero Hedge today called Crunch Time Arrives. And was everyone wrong about the coronavirus? I'll share this with you when we come right back on the other side. Bobby Mac Show here in the closing minutes of the bonus hour on Tuesday on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Six 6:48 now, dozen before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. There's a piece at the Zero Hedge website today. Crunch time arrives, and was everyone wrong about the coronavirus? 1 week ago, when looking at the growing divergence between the number of new coronavirus cases in the U.S. and shrinking number of fatalities, we referred to Nordea's strategist, Andreas Larsson, who observed that we are entering crunch time on fatalities since they should start to rise in early July, given the lead-lag structure versus new cases. If fatalities don't spike early in July, then people will conclude that it's probably spreading amongst a part of the population that is not as sensitive, or that it is a result of increased testing, or that the virus has become less deadly as we move into the summer months. Governors in Texas, California, and Florida seem to have concluded that the correlation holds, but the jury is still out. His conclusion, the next 6 to 10 days will be crucial. So here we are, 1 week later. We decided to follow up on the current status, and there is still no spike in fatalities at either the federal level or even the state level, as can be seen in the Florida cases versus deaths charts. Meanwhile, as cases appear to be plateauing in several states, not only are deaths not inflecting higher, but are at the lowest level since March. So were most experts wrong that the surge in cases would also lead to a spike in deaths? While we're debating that question, here's another one. Back in late March and early April, consensus emerged that unless the first coronavirus wave is contained, it would result in an even more acute and deadly second wave. Remember, we heard all about that. Why? Because both professional and armchair epidemiologists were using the Spanish flu as a case study. Now, according to Deutsche Bank, it appears that this comparison to the 1918 Spanish flu may also have been terribly wrong. As Jim Reed writes at DB, one paper that influenced market thinking in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic looked at the effect of non-pharmaceutical interventions, social distancing, school closures, during the Spanish flu. The paper found that the U.S. cities that implemented these measures tended to have better economic outcomes over the medium term, offering historical support to the argument that there wasn't such a big trade-off between economic activity and public health because you needed to suppress the virus to enable consumers to be more confident and for businesses to operate as normal. However, a major difference between Spanish flu and COVID-19 is the age distribution of fatalities. For COVID-19, the elderly have been overwhelmingly the worst hit. For the Spanish flu of 1918, the young working age population were severely affected too. In fact, the death rate from pneumonia and influenza that year among 25 to 34-year-olds in the U.S. was more than 50% higher than it was for 65 to 74-year-olds, a remarkable difference from COVID-19. As the strategist then notes, therefore begs the question of how history will judge the lockdown response to COVID-19, given its much more limited impact on workers in the economy. In short, we have an interesting situation at the moment where rapidly rising cases in the U.S. are slowing reopenings, a negative, but the death rate is falling, a positive. Some further observations conducted by strategist Francis Yared suggest that the second wave is far less serious than the media is making it out to be. Conclusion, the overall mortality rate as measured by weekly deaths and weekly new cases with 2 weeks lead is about one-third of the level observed in the second half of April. Interesting. Now, granted, you know, jury's still out on some of these numbers, but it's interesting to see what they have at this point. Bob, have you noticed the irony? Blacks peacefully marched in the 60s while some whites brutally attacked them. Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama, and other cases. Now, 55 years later, the roles are reversed while whites peacefully watch, and we see the anarchy going on around us. Can't people see this? Bobby, not all the National Guard in Georgia now are from Georgia. Bobby, do you think there is anything to this QAnon? There are some who think it may be a false flag operation. There are others who believe that some true patriots, like, to name one, Admiral Mike Rogers, the former head of the NSA, the guy who tipped off Donald Trump to the coup attempt that was ongoing from the FBI and the DOJ, are the individuals behind it, along with others from military intelligence. Interesting to see some of the offerings from Q. I like to look at him just to see where he's going with stuff. Where I'm going for today is out of here. Thanks so much for being along. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.